Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
hallowed be thy name.
On the earth as it is in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Give us this day our daily bread,
hallowed be thy name.
And forgive us all our trespasses,
hallowed be thy name.
Only as we forgive those who trespass against us,
hallowed be thy name.
And lead us not into temptation,
hallowed be thy name.
Oh no, but deliver us from all that is evil,
hallowed be thy name.
Everybody sing the
Bible. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, hallowed be thy name.
Oh yes, forever and
forever and ever, hallowed be thy name.
That is different. That one, and then the reggae one we had, and yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's everywhere. Isn't it amazing how many different ways, from how many different places in the world, you can hear the Lord's Prayer? It's everywhere. That's cool. I like that. That's awesome. That's really, really awesome. And we've got some really cool stuff today. We have some Father's Day songs. And one of them is pretty good. It really, really is pretty good. So we will do that in just a little bit. And I just want you to remember, guys, that most of the songs today are pointing towards this. And we didn't plan it that way, but it happened that way, that this is a day that we need to remember that all that we have and everything we are is thanks to the Father. We would have nothing and we would be nothing without the Father. He made us what and who we are, each one of us. And he has given us everything that we have, whether it's emotional, mental, material, whatever it may be. We have it because the Father gave it to us. And there's a reason. So we don't always have to know the reason, but there is a reason. And so that's wonderful. And something came to my attention today that I just want to mention, because sometimes we need reminded, okay, that we need to pay attention to what falls out of our mouth when we're talking to other people or about other people. We need to be very, very aware of what we're saying, because if we're not, we could say something without realizing it that's going to be hurtful. And it could be hurtful for a very, very long, long time. And if you're not mindful of what you're saying, you may not even know you did it. And if you say something that hurtful and know you did it, the Father hears your words. The Father knows the feeling behind it. But please, please, everyone, be aware of what you're saying, because you could hurt someone without knowing it. And those are our sensitive people, our talented people, our loving and generous people, and we don't want to be the instrument of pain for them. Not for a short while, not for a few minutes, not for a month, and not for years. If we realize what we did, we can apologize for it. But if we never realize it, or we don't care, then they have to live with that for the rest of their lives. So we need to be very, very aware of what we say to people and about people. Okay? I just wanted to put that caution out there, because it is quite important. If we are God's children, we need to live in God's love and do things through His love. And if we're mindful of what we say, we'll be able to do that. Okay? Because sometimes you can't fix what falls out of your mouth. So I just wanted to put that reminder out there, because I just felt that it was very, very important. Very important. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to let you guys kind of choose the order here. Are we going to play our Father's Day songs first, or play some gospel and then the Father's Day songs and then gospel again? How do you want to do it?
Gospel, then Father's Day, then gospel. Is that okay?
Sure it is. That's why I asked you. What do you think, Sue?
That's good.
Is that good with you? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's open with Sister Rosetta.
Oh, yes.
You think that'll be okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, like I'm asking Anne, do you think that would be all right, Anne? Oh, yes. Okay, Sister Rosetta, just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. for life is o'er. Time for me won't be no more. Cut me deeply, safely o'er to thou kingdom shore, to thou shore. If I fall to Lord, who cares? Ooh, with me my burden shares. None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just the clothes to walk with thee. When it's Jesus, if you see. With thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Oh, there you go. Wasn't that a beautiful full chord at the end?
Yeah,
I was wondering what
rocking.
She's going to do. Oh, yeah. That is Sister Rosetta. She has become one of my favorites. She really has. And she was one of Elvis's idols. You know, he patterned a lot of his style and the things he did after her. And she's great.
Yeah, she is.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm sorry, I was born in a cup. I'm sorry if I was making noise. I'm trying to put the lid on it.
Yeah, good luck with that. Don't go a little sideways because that bottom's going to slip out and you're going to have whatever it is all over. You know how many times I've done that? Oh, my goodness gosh. Yes. Okay. Elvis. And this, I have it on good authority, that this was Elvis's mama's favorite hymn. So I dedicate this to Elvis and to John for Father's Day, known only to him.
Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely, heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. No. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only.
Just so sweet and calming and mellow, and it reminds you there are things that you think you have hidden away deep down deep in that back black closet in your heart? No, you don't. God knows they're there. You're not hiding nothing. So you might as well just open that closet door, bring them to the light, admit them, and let them be done with. I've had to do that so many times in my life. And, you know, before I really did it with the really serious stuff, I was 48 years old before I got there. So you don't have to just ta-ta-da, done, over, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. It doesn't usually work that way, unfortunately. A lot of times it takes doing it over and over again before it's actually there and cemented in. But it'll happen. You just got to keep after it. If you don't want it hidden in that deep closet, then bring it out, drag it into the day, dust it off, and say, well, here it is, Lord. Help me out. I want this gone. It'll happen. Just don't hang on to it. That's our problem. We tend to hang on to that stuff. Don't hang on to that stuff. That is easier said than done. Take my word for it. Been there, done that over and over and over and over. That is so much easier said than done. But we got to do it. We got to do it. I'm going to play one now that I have actually, and I'm sorry, John, because this is a beautiful song and I love it. I've had it in the studio for 3 weeks. John sent it to me. And it's an absolutely beautiful song. One of the guys from Celtic Thunder sings this. And, well, just listen. I don't need to say anything about it. His name is Emmett O'Hanlon. Yeah, he's from Celtic Thunder. Emmett O'Hanlon, and the song is Always There.
Just can't face the day when darkness falls around me and I just can't find my way, when my eyes don't clearly see and I stumble through. You don't rest. You are.
You know why he was a member of Celtic Thunder. The dude has that beautiful, smooth, full, lilting voice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what you think of when you think Irish singer. That is what you think of. Well, that's what I think of. I don't know what you guys think of.
Beautiful.
Whatever. Yeah. I know you think something when you think Irish singer. It's okay. Everybody has this picture in their mind. Maybe it's a different picture for everybody, I'm sure. But mine comes from like Lawrence Welk when I was little. A picture of the Irish tenor. Right? What do you guys think of, or who do you guys think of when you think of Irish tenor? Nobody?
I can't think of it.
Okay. Well, I know the guy I always think of. It was on Lawrence Welk. Mm-hmm. And this is why Danny Boy became a favorite song with me.
Yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
I don't remember the guy's name. I remember what he looked like back then. I don't know what he looks like now. I remember what he looked like back then. He wasn't real tall. His average height, 5'8", 5'9". And he was stocky, like you always picture the Irish to be. Dark hair. And they were in a bar setting, you know, an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And that was the setting that they had for this song. And this guy sang Danny Boy in that setting. And I'll never forget it because ever since, that has been my picture of an Irish tenor. And he had a very sweet, clear, strong voice. And he did that song just mesmerizingly. You could not look away or stop listening while he was singing that song. And right there, that moment, or that 3 minutes, whatever it took, was when Danny Boy became one of my favorite songs. And it took almost nothing for me to learn that song because he made such an impression. And I know he's probably not with us anymore, but he left a lasting impression, at least on this little girl. And I'm sure there are many others as well. But that's who I think of when I think of Irish tenor, is that one person. That's who I think of. That's not who you always see when you hear an Irish tenor. That's not who's there. But when I think of an Irish tenor, that's the person I think of, and that's the song I think of. So I don't know where that came from or why. I just thought I'd share. Like, Like, I never share anything, right? Oh, I never tell you guys nothing, huh? Anyway. We had a new person request a song this last week. Yes, it was wonderful. And I'm assuming it's okay for me to say her name on the air. Her name is Betty. And she came into our Denny Show and Gospel Request chat.
Yeah.
And she requested Elvis singing Lead Me, Guide Me. So here you go, Betty. We do think of you, girl.
I am tired and I need thy strength and power to guide me over my darkest hour. Lord, just open mine eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. And lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me.
That's an awesome song. Thank you for requesting that, Betty. That's pretty cool. And it fit right in. Yes, yes. Sunday Gospel Show, guys. The Gospel Hour times two with Elvis, because we like to play a lot of Elvis gospel. And you know, there's not a whole lot of Elvis gospel available. They wouldn't let him do as much as he wanted to. We'd have a whole lot more if they turned him loose and just let him go with it. But they didn't, so we don't. But you know what? That doesn't matter, because we like playing the Elvis gospel. It doesn't make any difference if we're playing the same songs over and over, which we aren't. You play the same ones maybe once every 2 months or something like that. But if I really like them, I'll play them more often. But it's okay, because there's a certain message each one contains. There's a certain feeling to each one. And they're all filled with the love of the Father and of Jesus Christ. They're all to remind us what we've been given, what we are offered, and how it was made possible through the way that Jesus Christ died for us. And you know, he knew before he agreed to be born as a man, he knew how he was going to die. He knew every event that his life held. And he said, okay, I'll do that, Father. I'll do that. Even to the turning over the tables at the temples and, you know, calling them bad names. But they weren't that bad. I mean, what's Jesus Christ going to say? You darn money changers. But it was probably a little stronger than that. But in the words of the day, not our words now, but, you know, he knew how the Pharisees were going to treat him. He knew that his people, the Jewish people, would not accept him for the most part. There were those that did, but the main core did not. He knew that Judas Iscariot was going to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. He knew that Judas would then go out and hang himself for the guilt he felt. He knew that Pilate would wash his hands of the whole affair and give the people a choice between him or Barabbas. And he knew that they would choose Barabbas. I don't remember if it was two times or three times, but they chose Barabbas more than once. Because Pilate couldn't believe that they were doing it. So he asked them more than once. And they chose Barabbas, a murderer and thief, to be turned loose. And then they called for crucify him for Jesus Christ. And he knew this was going to happen. He knew how they were going to treat him. At that time, he knew about the crown of thorns that would cause the blood to run. He knew about carrying the cross. He knew about the whipping that he would have to endure. He even knew that they would grab the man Simon from out of the crowd to carry his cross because he could no longer stand. He knew when he got there to Golgotha that there would be more than one cross because that's how they did it. And he endured the pain of being fastened to that cross through pain and blood. And he wasn't dying fast enough for them, so one of the soldiers thrust a sword in his side. He knew that was going to happen too. He willingly endured all of it. And he told the one thief that because he was penitent, that he would be with him that day in paradise. And I've always felt sorry for the other thief. He didn't take that chance that was offered. And Jesus knew that his followers were at his feet and crying for the death they were witnessing. And he asked God to please forgive the Romans because they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know who they were crucifying except one soldier. At the time of Jesus' death, the curtain in the temple was rent in two. The clouds rolled over, the skies darkened, the lightning flashed, and as that curtain tore, that soldier looked up at Christ, and he said, "Surely, this was the Son of God." So out of all of this, even right there, oh gosh, it's giving me chills. Right there, a Roman soldier knew and witnessed to who he was. And Jesus knew all of these things throughout his whole life, and he did it anyway. Now, in the garden the night before, he did have a moment for a couple of hours. And he did ask that that cup be removed from him, that he not have to die that way. But the Father said, "I need you to do this for all of my children." And Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine," and gave himself into it. And when the soldiers were coming, his disciples wanted to defend him, wanted to fight. And he told them, "No, no, don't." And when one of them raised that sword and cut off the soldier's ear, he told him to put his sword down, and he picked it up, put the ear back on. In some versions, I don't know if it really happened that way in all versions. I don't remember correctly, but he told them, "Don't fight. Leave it alone. This has to happen." And Peter, Jesus' rock, the cornerstone of his church, Jesus knew, and Jesus told Peter, even though Peter denied that he was going to do this, he denied that he would ever do this, Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him three times before the cock crowed, twice. That's pretty precise.
Yeah.
But you know, as it was happening, Peter realized, oh, that was the third time I denied knowing the Lord. As the cock crowed for the second time. Can you imagine how he felt? Oh my God. That would be a horrible, horrible feeling. But he was told it would happen. Jesus knew all of these things. He knew all of this stuff. He knew the pain he would endure. And when it came down to brass tacks, either or, he said, "Not my will, but thine." And he did it. And he did it with a peace and an equanimity inside of him, unsurpassed by any martyr until that time. Jesus showed how it needed to be done if they could do it. And there were so, so many Christian martyrs. They didn't think of themselves as martyrs at the time. They were just the Christians being persecuted, fed to the lions, and, you know, all this other gobbledygook. But they were God's martyrs as well, because they showed everybody else how Christians behaved, how Christians faced death. Horrible though it might be, they faced it with a quietness and a trust that showed how strong the Father was, how strong Jesus Christ was. And I've often wondered, if given those circumstances, would I be able to do that? I don't know. I hope I never have to find out, because I don't know. Am I that strong? Am I that brave, courageous? I hope so. Don't know. Not until it happens. We never really know until it happens. If it happens. People around the world in other countries have had to face things like that without choice. And I thank God that we live where we live and when we live. And so I do believe we are in the times. I just pray for the strength to get through it the way God wants me to. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of the reason I do this show, is to hopefully let you guys know our best, highest, most clear example of how we need to be, and that is Jesus Christ. So, think on that. On it. Because if you haven't become a child of God and joined his flock, you need to think about doing that. Because that needs to be done for eternal life to be yours. Without that, without the belief in Jesus Christ, without the trust in Jesus Christ, without accepting him as your Savior, without giving him your life, without getting his peace and love in return, eternal life is going to suck. You know, brass tacks. If you want the beautiful heaven, singing with the angels, sitting at the feet of God, you got to be a child of God. You know, I have heard it said that hell may not be an actual place. Hell is the separation from God and God's light out in eternal darkness. Yeah, that would be hell. That would be hell. I don't want to be there. I want to be sitting at God's feet and singing with the angels. All the music. Yes. Yeah. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. And I know most of the people that I love are going there too. And the ones that we're not sure of yet, we're working on. My family's working on. And we'll get them there. But look out towards yourself and then help others to know how to get where they want to be. They have a choice. God gave us free choice. They have a choice. But they have to know what the choices are. They have to know what each choice is like in order to make that choice. And we hope they choose going to paradise to be with the Father and the Son. But it's up to each person. It's up to each soul. They've got to make their own choice. But it's up to us to tell them what those choices are so that they know what they're choosing. Guys, that's a big reason why I'm here every Sunday. You know, a big reason why I'm here every Sunday, to make sure I do my part to let y'all know. Because I'm no different than anybody else. I got to do my part as well. So here I am. Speaking of which, we need another Elvis. And seeing as how I just went through everything that Jesus knew he was going to be doing, I'm going to play a song that John sent me this morning. Or was it yesterday? I don't remember. John sent it to me, though. And it's Elvis singing, "If That Isn't Love." Listen to the words of this song. It'll tell you.
Got to be loved. Yeah, sure. But he asked me to give him the cutoff. I don't know where it is. I think Charlie can do it. Well, you can have a little thing all the way through it. If you want to.
This is two. We're rolling.
Bye.
Okay, Sister Rosetta, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, eeny, meeny, miny. Okay, this one. I have to admit, I have never liked this song. Probably because the first time I heard it was in that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And it was very strident, and I just didn't care for it. Okay. But John sent me Sister Rosetta doing it. That's a whole different ball game. Yeah. So here's Sister Rosetta, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this light is on, I'll fly away.
Fly away.
Till that home on God's celestial shore, I fly away. Sing it on, fly away. Oh glory, I fly away. Oh when I die, hallelujah, bonza, I fly away. Mother, I fly away. Oh, I fly away. Oh when I die, hallelujah, bonza. This life has grown, I fly away. Like a bird from prison bars are flown, I fly away. Sing it out, fly away, well, I fly away.
Now that'll get you up off your chair. I like that. That is good. And before I heard Rosetta singing that version, I never liked that song. But once she did it, it was great. I like it now. Her version. Okay, I've got one more song I'm going to play. And John sent me this Elvis song, and it takes 1, 3, 4, and 2. That's how they listed it. And I'm going to play this, and then we're going to play our Father's Day songs. So here is this. There is no God but God.
Might get lucky, fellas.
Everything you make it me, you make you. There'll be no pain. Oh. Too slow.
There is no God but God. I know this is true. God made everything, he made me, he made me.
All right, sorry, go ahead. Bang, 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 bang. Right there. Right. Okay. Singing with me. Okay.
Tribute. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. And three of these songs John sent me, I found one. You know, hey, why not, right? The first one is Connie Francis.
Oh.
And last year we played this song by Eddie Fisher. But I thought, you know, let's do it a little bit different this time. We're going to have Connie Francis singing Oh My Papa.
Oh.
To give you chills. Yes. That's awesome. I love it. Okay, now, the person that had the biggest hit out of that song was Eddie Calvert.
Oh.
And he played the trumpet.
Yes.
So I am going to play his version since it was very big for him. This is Oh My Papa by Eddie Calvert.
Oh,
was a pretty good horn player.
He was.
Oh, yeah. The more you hear it, the better it gets. But, okay, next song. This is awesome. You know how I love a cappella. Well, so does John. This is a Jehovah Shalom a cappella group. That's what they call themselves. Actually, it's Yahweh. It's not Jehovah. It's Yahweh Shalom a cappella. And the name of the song is Papa, Happy Father's Day.
Papa, today is your day. Enjoy your day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Because this takes some listening to as it's playing. And you're going to be laughing. If you're awake, you're going to be laughing. I could have put you all to sleep by now for all I know. Anyway, this is called the Father's Day Song.
Every day you keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day, it was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m., I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes, but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day, my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia a loan. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the result. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day, my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal slathers up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice, but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer so there's enough space. They should be here any time, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the result. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day, my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day, my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Father's Day, my love for you is strong.
Oh, beautiful ending. I love that song. That is so funny.
Yeah, it was cute and funny. That was good.
Tried to cook you bacon, we don't got a stove no more. Oh, Lord Almighty. Can you believe? All in one day? Oh, just tear that house down and start over.
Exactly.
The rainbow spotted carpet. Oh, yeah, I can see it now. What color did he paint the ceiling, for crying out loud? Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't ask. That's funny. I love that when I heard it. Okay, I got to play that one. Well, hey, happy Father's Day, all you guys who are listening. I hope you had a wonderful day in one way or another. And tomorrow will be just as good, just in a different way. But happy Father's Day today, and enjoy yourself because it's your day. All right. Elvis, a song called Who Am I? John sent this.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that the king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I? Who am I that the king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Yes. Just think, he did all that for all of us, and it's like, well, I'm like nothing. Why would you do that for me? Because we're God's children, and he loves us that much. That's why. There's no question of that. That's why. That's it. That's why. And here's the bottom line for today. It's from Life Breakthrough. It's called Thank You for Everything That I Have.
In the morning, I thank you for the breath that I have, the new strength, the good hope, your light on my thank you for everything that I have.
yes. That's something that maybe we should be saying every day, because we would have nothing. You know, just everything we've got, just because he wanted us to have it. And we probably asked for it, right? Mm-hmm. So, hey, be thankful for it every day. Okay, Million Dollar Quartet. Yeah. I just can't make it by myself.
I need Jesus to guide me every day as I travel along this road. There's a way, narrow way, though affliction fill my soul, I'm determined to make the goal. I gotta have Jesus, cause I just can't make it by myself. Every day I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, don't leave me by myself. Every week, every month, through the years, come what may, you know I gotta have Jesus, I just can't make it by myself. By myself.
Will I
hear?
Cool. Short and sweet. You know, some of them are just short and sweet. And John sent that to me. John has sent all of them so far. And I like it that way. This is, it's wonderful. I just kind of DJ the show, you know? Hey, cool. I put on my shades and my hat and I just DJ.
Okay.
Boy, and if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. Okay. And it's here in Arizona, too. Yeah. The Brits let us buy it. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But they made a new one, so it's okay. It's okay. We just put the old one together. We're crazy. Yeah. Okay, whatever. It's beautiful, though. Thank you, everyone from the UK, because it is beautiful. It's so fun. Okay, makes Lake Havasu City worth something. All right. Anyway, this is really fun. And here again is John. And this is a reggae version of the hymn Shout to the Lord. Oh, you got to hear this. This is cool.
Mountains bow.
Yeah, I like that. And you know, guys, it's a very good day to be inside listening to gospel music, because outside here is 190 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Cooking.
Yeah. And it's going to get 2 degrees warmer by 5 o'clock. Then it'll start cooling down a little bit. Oh, it is cooler, though, because at the beginning of last week it was 113. So it has cooled down a little bit.
My word.
Oh, yeah, I want to move. Anyway.
Don't blame you.
Here is, oh, my gosh. Yeah, when it was 113 last week, I looked up the temperature for where I'm moving to, and it was 88. Although the temperature was 6% here,
yeah,
and it was 53 there, but 6% humidity, you know what that does to your sinuses? Oh, my goodness sakes. It's horrible. Anyway, Million Dollar Quartet.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. Yeah, this will make it happen. Yeah, this will be better. Just a little talk with Jesus.
Just a little talk with Jesus. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
You may have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
When he wrote my name above,
high,
and he made my heart in love.
Oh.
Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make
it right.
Jesus gonna
make it right.
Cry.
And
you know he's going out.
square wheel a turn and in the hand
you
know a little fire is a burning.
Now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right. Make it right.
There you go. Okay. Sister Rosetta. Time for Sister Rosetta. Song called How About You?
Remember how my Jesus brought me through. You know I prayed and I walked the floor a night or two. Oh, oh, oh yes, I said no. For that is all, Master, all that your child can do. Then I gave my little heart to my Jesus. Oh, yes, how about you?
It's not sharp or strident. It's just a very mellow tone. I like that. That's nice. That's real nice. Okay. And like I said, John has sent me all the songs that I've played today, either just yesterday or 2 or 3 weeks ago. But yes, he has sent me all the songs I've played, except for Betty's request, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know. So, Here we go. Another Elvis song. I was born about 10,000 years ago, and I like this. This is fun.
No, I don't have to be strict country. You know, I can keep...
I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled through the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and Daniel with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, I have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so.
I like his replacements for words. Down, 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 boom, boom, boom. It's fun too. You should try it. Anyway. All right. Here's another really cool song. Listen to the words of this. This is awesome. It's called I Know a Man Who Can.
I cannot take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I cannot take a soul that's in sick, wash it white, whiter than snow, but I know a man
Reminds us there is somebody who can do all these things that we can't do. You know, we don't have to do everything. We know somebody who can. Wonder if he can fix trailers. No, scratch that, never mind. Okay, $1 million quartet. I shall not be moved. Hillbilly fashion. Rockabilly, actually.
Lord, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's growing in the meadow.
Down by the water.
I shall not be moved.
Moving, play some rockabilly. That'll happen. Well, you know, guys, 6 minutes. So it is time to say thank you very, very much for joining me, Ann and Susan. You were here the whole show. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, even though I did flap my jaw a bit. I hope that you got something out of it. That's always a good thing. And thank you, Victoria, for joining us and listening in. I really appreciate you being here, honey, because I see you on the studio all the time. Don't think you're not noticed. You are. It's okay. And welcome everybody in the chats. You guys are crazy. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, this whole thing runs the gamut, you know, and it's wonderful. It's funny. It's serious. It's praising. It's thankful. It's fantastic. And I'm really glad you do it. I'm really glad you're here with the show all the time. It makes it worth doing. And thank you, everybody out that clicked on the link in the groups and joined us for this gospel show. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you enjoyed it and that it blessed you. That's the most important thing, is that you enjoyed it and it blessed you, okay? And if you got a message out of it, that is fantastic. So, okay, I hope you'll all join me Thursday for the regular Great Elvis plus whatever we play as well. But the Elvis is the focus. The Elvis music is the focus, and we love that. So join me on Thursday for that. And in the meantime, be good. Be kind to each other. Be mindful of the words that you say. And thank the Lord for everything that you have and everything that you are. And I will be seeing you on Thursday. In the meantime, I leave you with Elvis and an evening prayer.
Forgive my secret sins, I do. bright shining.